Nachos chapter 9, Mishnah 7. Kol karbanos hatzibur ein bem smicha. None of the communal offerings require smicha. So smicha was the laying of the hands on the animal before they shechted the animal. Chutz min haparabo al kol hamitzvos, except for the bull that comes for the transgression of any commandment. That was where the Sanhedrin sanctioned, they made an erroneous decision and they sanctioned the transgression of a commandment, and so the bullock that had to be brought afterwards, so that did require smicha. That was one communal offering which did require smicha. The seir hamishtalach and the goat that was sent over the cliff on Yom Kippur, so that was the other one that required smicha. So all communal offerings, no smicha, except for these two communal offerings, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, afseir avoda zara. He says, so too, the goat that was brought for avodah zarah, meaning again, if the Sanhedrin erroneously permitted something in relation to idolatry, so this was the goat that had to be brought to atone for that erroneous decision. Rabbi Shimon said this also needs leaning, even though it was a communal offering. Kol kabbarnas ayachitun and smicha, but on the other hand, all individual offerings need smicha. So communal offerings, the default position is no smicha. Individual offerings, the default position is smicha. Chutz min habachor, except for these ones, the firstborn, v'amasa, the tithe offering, v'pesach, the pesach offering, those three didn't need smicha, even though they were considered individual offerings. V'yoresh somech, and an heir lays his hands, he does smicha, meaning if a person's, let's say his father sets aside an offering that he's going to bring, and then before he can bring it, he passes away. So now the heir would bring the offering. Says the Mishnah, the heir would do smicha in his father's place. And then while we're on the topic of heirs, says the Mishnah, umayvi nesachim, he would also bring the drink offerings with it, umaymir, and if he substitutes, meaning if he switches the animal that was designated for another animal, it also becomes kadosh. We'll see that when we get to tomorrow. So but it's a nice default position to remember, is that communal offerings generally don't require smicha, except for two exceptions, and private offerings do generally require smicha, except for three exceptions.